In the September edition of the Carers World Radio programme, we examine the refresh of the National Carers Strategy. This doesn't mean rewriting the Carers Strategy, but rather developing a plan to set out the key activities for the government, working in partnership with carers, local authorities, the NHS, employers and the voluntary sector. At the moment, the government is seeking your views on the key priorities, supported by evidence of good practice, on what will have the greatest impact on improving carers' lives in the next 4 years. We ask, in the light of the current economic climate, are the strategic goalposts shifting? Or can it be simply that it's time for a fresh look at how government supports carers? From Carers UK, here's Emily Holthausen.
It's actually a very sensible policy to look at refreshing it. Quite a lot has happened since it was published in June 2008. So it would be right and proper in any event to review how things have gone, where we're up to. And it gives us an opportunity to just state how important carers are to society and supporting disabled and older people whom we love and care about.
You can hear the whole of that interview with Emily Holthausen in the programme. It's Elder Care Week this month, September, and in this month programme we take a look at how elder care impacts on and, as an issue, how it affects information for older people. Here's Anna Passingham from Council and Care.
We're really keen to promote people to really raise the issue of elder care and for people to start thinking and planning ahead for their future care as well, so it's not a real shock. It often comes at crisis point, unfortunately. People manage very well for quite a long time and then it hits them. But we were keen for people to be thinking about, the costs of care, where they may go to get advice and information, just so they've got it all there. And maybe think even again about saving as well, about how much they might need to save. So then when it does become relevant in their lives, they're a bit more prepared. So we're very keen for that to be better promoted.
Anna Passingham from Council and Care. Someone else we meet is carer Georgina Wakefield, who, between her carer responsibilities, is an author, poet and lecturer. Here, she tells us how she began writing about her caring experiences.
And I woke up at 2 o'clock that morning and I wrote One Day Mum, which is the first poem that I'd ever written. I'd written sort of funny stuff, cause that was sort of long gone. I wrote One Day Mum and then it was like the floodgates opened and I couldn't stop writing. It is part of my condition, if you like. It was so powerful that I just couldn't stay in. I'd wake up and it was always in the early hours of the morning where everything was so quiet.
Georgina Wakefield on how writing for her was such a powerful experience. To hear more and listen to the programme in full, go to www.carersworldradio.com. That's www.carersworldradio.com. And of course you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook and Audioboo. Carers World Radio. Radio with a purpose.